What is your vision for your life? What do you see yourself doing within the next 3 years? Do you see yourself traveling the world, enjoying a life with your partner? What are the images you see when you think about your future? Do you even have a vision? Or maybe you're in a place where you feel like you're stuck and you're kind of complacent. Maybe you feel like your life is on hold and you don't really know what to do and where to go or what's next. You have no clarity. You're kind of confused on what it is you need to do. Are you lacking vision right now? I want you to think about that, and I want you to analyze where you are when it comes to the vision for your life, and you will be drawn towards it. Author Napoleon Hill said, "Hold a picture of yourself long and steady enough with your mind's eye, and you will be drawn towards it." Meditation is one of my favorite visualization techniques. I often start by waking up in the morning, and before I get out the bed, I sit up, prop my pillows up behind my back. I turn on my instrumental calming music and I begin to close my eyes and visualize how I want my day. If I'm working on a big project, how I want to see it all unfold. I like to pave the way when it comes to my vision. It's being intentional about where I'm headed and where I'm going, to have a plan and to be able to visualize and see it all come to life. That's the power of visualization. And I've used it so many times in my life. I've used it to build business. I've used it to accomplish hard things, things that were stressful to me, and times where I had a big project and it was overwhelming. I used visualization. And one of my favorite ways to visualize is through meditation. And so it's basically how I explained it, where I close my eyes, I take deep breaths, and I begin to just focus on what it is I desire to see in my life. I think it's very important that we are utilizing visualization techniques on a daily basis. It's important to stay clear and to stay focused when it comes to day-to-day things. And some people may say, well, my day kind of goes the same every day, and I do the same thing over and over again. I go to work, I do this, I do that. It can be helpful to have strategy, to have vision. And see, you might find yourself in this place where you feel stuck. I've been there, trust me. I've been there several times in my life where I just got really complacent and things were comfortable and I felt like there was no real clear vision or goal or any intention of me accomplishing anything. I didn't know where I was going, what I was doing. There was no real clarity. It was like life was like a fog. And I can tell you, you can get really comfortable in that place until you just get to a place in your life where you're like, I need more. And so it's important that you don't allow yourself to become complacent like that, because life is about evolving and growing and living and thriving. And so as we live, as we thrive, as we grow, we do that with our vision. We do that with intention. Another way you can utilize visualization is through writing, which is one of my other favorite ways of visualizing. Not only do I meditate when I visualize, but I also write. I'm big on journaling, and many of you know this because you know, you follow me, you read many of my books. You know that I've written 8 books and I'm about to release a 9th one. And writing is something I do almost every single day. Every day. I journal, I write. And I love to write out my vision. Again, the scripture says, write the vision and make it plain. You got to write it out. You got to see it and believe it. You got to see it first before you can believe it. And so as you begin to include writing and positive affirmations to reinforce the image of your vision, it is so helpful that you also consider recording yourself speaking your vision and replaying the audio of you speaking your vision. That's another technique that you can use, and I use all the time. And I replay the audio daily as a reminder, as a part of my self-care routine. This is something that you can do to strengthen you, to remind you of where you're going, to stay clear of your purpose and your focus. See, this is the thing. We have to remind our minds. I'm going to say that again, remind our minds. And the reason why I say that is because it's easy for your mind to become distracted. We get distracted by everyday life, social media, situations, people, relationships, all kinds of things. We get distracted, right? It's important that you have a reminder to yourself on a daily basis of what it is you're doing. What is your purpose? What are you focused on? Where are you headed? Guide your mind. You have to guide your mind. Just like you steer a car, when you're driving a car, you have to control the steering wheel in order to guide the car. You have to steer and control your mind in order to guard and guide your life. So it is very important that you get clear on the vision, get clear on what it is you desire, and guide your mind each day, whether that means meditating each day, writing out the vision each day, listening to the replay of the audio of you speaking the vision each day. It is all necessary for you to have guidance on the road of your life. Another thing, some people enjoy creating vision boards, you know, and vision boards can be helpful. This can be helpful in creating physical imagery that supports your vision. That's all great. Having pictures and paintings and imagery around your home. I used to create vision boards all the time. I would put them in my office. I would put them in my bedroom, wake up and look at the vision, look at the vision board. And that's all great. But I found that the meditation and the writing and the audio is even more powerful than the vision board, which the vision board is good to have as well. But that was my beginner technique to visualizing. And so now I like to meditate. I like to right. Some people enjoy doing the vision boards and that works great for them. But I want to encourage you, even if you do the vision boards, that you will also begin to utilize some of the other techniques, because the other techniques helps with training and transforming your thoughts and your emotions and your behaviors. And you can utilize these visualization strategies to achieve your goals by imagining each step that's needed for you to take in order to reach your goal and what each step might include, so that you know what could happen or what might not happen. This way, you will be prepared on the path of accomplishing your goals and having that vision in front of you. So at this time, I want to go ahead and lead you into a visualization technique. Now, this is a meditation visualization technique. It's just a short, small one I'm going to do really quickly just to give you an example. Now, if you're driving, I want to encourage you to keep your eyes open. Do not close your eyes. If you're not driving and you're somewhere comfortable and safe, I want to encourage you to close your eyes and begin breathing slowly and deeply as you start to relax. Next, I want you to visualize a place where you feel calm and at peace. This can be a place that you've been before. Maybe it's the beach. Maybe it's near the water. Wherever this place is for you, it could be a place that's in your imagination that you just made up. But wherever this place is, I want you to allow yourself to engage all of your senses to add depths and details to the place. Can you feel the soft breeze blowing against your skin? Do you hear the birds chirping and the sound of the water and the ocean waves lapping against the sand? Do you hear the calming of playful children? Whatever it is in your vision, allow yourself to hear and feel as well as you visualize this place. And then I want you to reflect on the calm that emerges as you move deeper into your vision. As you inhale, imagine peace washing over you and filling your body. And as you exhale, imagine exhaustion and tension and stress being washed away. Embrace your vision. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Now, that was just a little example of how you can begin to use visualization in your life. You can begin applying these techniques in your day-to-day self-care routine. At this time, we're going to go ahead and have Ask Rainey. I have a question from Kim, and she says, how do I use visualization to prevent the stress I'm dealing with at work? Kim, I want to encourage you to begin to apply the morning meditation visualization technique to your day-to-day routine. When you first wake up in the morning, before you get out of the bed, sit up, breathe in, breathe out deeply, and begin to visualize how you want your day to go, how you want to experience peace at work, how you want to experience calm, how you want to be organized and structured and in a content place. Visualize all the things you desire. And in addition to practicing these visualization techniques to prevent the stress you're dealing with at work, I want to also encourage you to consider evaluating your situation and whether or not this work environment is something you want to continue in permanently. Maybe you need to look for another job. Maybe you need to transfer to another department, get out of that situation. In whatever situation you're dealing with, I want to encourage you to pursue the best decision for your peace, for your mental health, and always prioritize your health over any of this. I want you to understand that no amount of money is worth your health. There are people who are in the hospital who wish they could afford or pay for their sickness, but there's no amount of money that can cover what they're dealing with. So I want to encourage you to prioritize your health above anything. Your health is important, and you do not deserve to work in an environment where you are stressed. And so now I want to talk to all of you listeners. Where are you in your life? What is the vision you have for your life? What do you see yourself accomplishing and doing? What are the things in your life that you desire to change? And when they do change, what would that look like? Who would you become? What habits would you have? What routines would you have? What would you be doing differently? I want you to begin to work on your life vision. Work on focusing and intentionally pursuing the life you desire. It's going to require you to change your thoughts. And when I say change your thoughts, you may have some thoughts that may be in the back of your mind that's telling you you're not good enough or you didn't do enough. You may have some thoughts that are telling you that you're not worthy. You're not worthy of happiness. Wherever you are in your life, I want to encourage you to begin to change those thoughts and replace those thoughts with positive affirmations, reinforcing to yourself that you are enough, that you are blessed, that you are prosperous, that you deserve happiness. You are worthy of love. And I know sometimes it may not feel like it's true to say those things because you've been believing for a long time that you did not deserve it. But I want you to know that you deserve the best. You deserve happiness. And you don't have to be denied it anymore. You can begin to prioritize your health, prioritize your peace, prioritize healthy relationships by setting boundaries, having a vision for your relationships. What do you see your relationships being in a healthy, happy way? How are they? How can they be healthier and happier? What are the conversations that you would have in a healthy relationship? How can you begin to intentionally implement healthy habits in your life that guide you into the life you envision? You are deserving of it. And I want you to know that. I want you to know that you are enough. Just being who you are is enough. Rather than making yourself tired by trying to figure out the answer or to see the picture or work out how it will work out in your life, I want you to choose instead to focus your energy on staying present and enjoying each moment as it presents itself. I encourage you to open your eyes to life as it is right now. I know the gift of clarity will come eventually when the time is right. But I want to encourage you to embrace this now moment and be thankful. You're deserving of all good things. You know, I used to think when things were going really good, oh, it's too good to be true. When really, no, it wasn't too good to be true. Nothing is too good to be true. But the reason why I had that thought is because I actually was thinking that it was too good to be true for me because I didn't believe that I could experience good things in my life. Now I know I'm deserving of all the good that life has to offer. But I didn't always know that. That used to be one of my affirmations. I remember it. I used to say, nothing is too good to be true. I am deserving of all the good that life has to offer. And now I believe it. So I want to encourage you, whatever it is that is getting in the way of you moving forward in your life and you thriving and prospering, I want you to begin to speak positive things over yourself and know that you don't have to be held back anymore. You don't have to be denied of good things, but you can begin to allow yourself to receive all the good that life has to offer. You are definitely deserving of it. And I'm not just saying that. You being here, you existing, is evidence that you are deserving of all the good that life has to offer. I want to thank you all for tuning in to today's podcast. Be sure to hit subscribe and follow the Rainey Howard Show podcast if you haven't already. You can also check out this video podcast episode on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/Rainey Howard. I look forward to connecting with you guys in the next show. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I encourage you to share this episode with someone who needs it. Thanks again.